From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A federal appeals court dropped a case launched by nearly two dozen kids and young adults last week. Here in Florida, a legal fight is still going on. Several students are suing the governor and state lawmakers for not doing enough about climate change. They claim their future is in jeopardy. WLRN's Luis Hernandez spoke with Delaney Reynolds. She's a junior at the University of Miami and the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit.
Specifically, what's the lawsuit about?
So the lawsuit has been filed because we basically believe that the Florida government, the governor, commissioner of agriculture, and their cabinets are not upholding their duties that are outlined in the Florida Constitution and the public trust doctrine. Basically, within these documents, it says that the Florida government has the legal obligation to protect our environment and our public trust resources. So that's land, that's water, and we believe that it also includes the atmosphere. And so by pumping massive amounts of carbon dioxide into our atmosphere and causing the climate change crisis, they're not doing their legal duty. And that's why we're suing. We want them to create laws and plans and remedies that will start to cut back on carbon emissions.
So yeah, because with a lawsuit, there's always, you're asking for something.
Yes.
There's no money in this. You're asking lawmakers to produce laws to deal with the problem.
Correct. We don't want any money. None of the lawyers are even getting paid. It's all pro bono. All we want is action on climate change and reducing fossil fuels.
Delaney, how did you become part of this? It's you and, again, a group of young people between the ages of 21 and 12. How did you become part of this?
A few years ago, I actually learned about the federal lawsuit, and I read about that in the newspaper, and I thought that that would be something really interesting to bring here to Florida, because at the time when I read that, Rick Scott was our governor, and absolutely nothing was being done to address climate change. Government officials couldn't even talk about it. And so, as a last resort, when you can't do anything else, you can't rely on the state, we had to take it to the courts.
Under the Scott administration, it's true, he had never mentioned climate change, didn't want the word mentioned. He did start saying it, though, when he was running for Senate. But DeSantis, under DeSantis, very different. A science officer, resilience officer, more money for Everglades restoration. Seems like he's going in a different direction. I mean, is it at least something better, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely better. And they're great first steps, but the key word is first steps. So the only way that we are ever going to address and solve the climate change crisis is by completely eliminating the use of fossil fuels. We have to transition from an economy based on fossil fuels to one based on sustainable energy. And so while all of these mitigation efforts, resiliency efforts are important and necessary for South Florida and Florida as a whole, our long-term survival, we need to eliminate the use of fossil fuels.
Greta Thunberg, the young woman who made international news when she spoke before the UN not too long ago, she's in Davos, Switzerland now.
Yes.
For the World Economic Forum. What role do you believe that she's played in galvanizing individuals to take action on this issue?
I think she's inspired hundreds of thousands of youth all over the world to stand up and to speak out.
So people her age.
Yes. I think that the youth generation is finally starting to realize that we really do have a voice, even if we can't yet vote and make changes with our votes in politics. We can use our voice. We can talk to politicians. We can work with them regardless of that fact. And I think that youth all over the world globally are being motivated to do so because we have to implement solutions. So it's getting to the point where it's such a problem that we've decided that we have to take matters into our own hands. We have to speak up. We have to sue our governments. We have to work with them to implement these solutions that we're asking for. Otherwise, there won't be a South Florida or other places just like it all over the planet in our future.
That was UM student Delaney Reynolds speaking with WLRN's Luis Hernandez. Reynolds is the lead plaintiff on a lawsuit filed by several Florida students. They claim the state has not done enough to fight climate change. You can find more of our environment coverage and subscribe to our environment newsletter at wlrn.org/environment. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.